What follows is an indescribable butchery. The Deep Ones throw themselves upon the castaways with animalistic ferocity. Their sharp claws slash flesh and clothing into bloody tatters that mingle with the rainwater. The sailor struggles violently, but his efforts are futile against the superhuman strength of the creatures, who immobilise him before plunging their pointed teeth into his throat. His scream of pain turns into a choked gurgle as his blood spills onto the soaked sand, forming scarlet rivulets that the rain immediately dilutes. The woman desperately tries to crawl toward the dunes, her fingers digging into the wet sand. A Deep One catches her in a few strides, plants its claws in her back and brutally turns her over. Your ears ring with the sound of her screams, which are lost in the tumult of the storm. The third castaway, paralysed by terror, is then surrounded by the two creatures who methodically dismember him, tearing off his limbs one by one in an explosion of flesh and bone. The rain intensifies as if trying to wash away the horror of this scene, but only transforms the sand into a reddish mud where the unrecognisable remains of the three unfortunates now lie. The two Deep Ones turn their scaly heads toward the sky, sniffing the night air with their dilated nostrils. They methodically triangulate the origin of an odour invisible to your senses, like predators tracking a specific prey. After a few moments of this silent hunt, the creatures begin to move, walking along the beach with a swaying gait before disappearing into the forest that stretches south of the island.